Which Bible do you think is historically correct? Okay, that's an interesting study. I have a lecture entitled Christian Deceptions in the End Time. And on that, I do a study entitled Changing God's Word. Now, I gave you a couple of examples the other evening, or one specifically from Revelation regarding the King James Bible. I am in great favor of keeping your newer Bibles. In other words, the Nieuwe Afrikaanse Vertaling, the 53 or the 83 onwards. The NIVs, the Amplified Bibles, etc., etc., keep them. But get yourself a copy of the King James Version or the O Afrikaans Vertaling and read them together. Who's got a new Bible here, by the way? A new Bible, like an NIV or something. Have you got one? Have you got it here with you? Please could you open for me to Matthew 18 and verse 11. Matthew 18 and verse 11. Matthew 18 and verse 11. I would like to, I've got a Bible here, by the way, which is, if you have a look at it, you'll see it's King James and New King James together. My favorite Bible version is the New King James because it takes the King James and is pretty accurate or pretty close to the original. So I'll read it for you out of the New King James that it makes sense. Matthew 18 and verse 11. What is your name, ma'am? Suzette, please could you stand up and nice and loudly read to the audience Matthew 18, verse 11, just verse 11. Will you just tell them that they can hear you at the back there? There's no verse 11, is that what you're saying? There's no verse 11. Suzette, is there a gap in your Bible between verse 10 and verse 12? So verse 12 is where verse 11 should be. So if you were reading the Bible, would you know that verse 11 wasn't there? You have picked it up before, but if you were reading it, you generally don't pick up that there's a problem, right? Thank you. Now, let me read to you what is Matthew 18, verse 11. Matthew 18, verse 11, and you tell me whether this verse is important. Matthew 18 and verse 11 says, "For the Son of Man," who's that? Okay, let's put his name in there. "For Jesus has come to save that which was lost." Is that a important text? Right. So what I suggest is you get yourself a King James Version Bible and you read them together to make sure that, like Acts 8 verse 37, which is also not there, is a critical text, and you can go and check out Acts 8 verse 37. I see the people, wait. Turn to Acts 8 verse 37. Turn to Acts 8 verse 37. We have a challenge in our teachings in Christianity. Some people teach about infant baptism, other people teach about adult baptism, other people teach about sprinkling, about immersion, etc., etc. But Acts 8, verse 37 is quite clear. The eunuch, concentrate in front, please. The eunuch is reading Isaiah, and he doesn't know what he's reading. And Philip comes to him and says, "Do you know what you're reading?" And he says, "How can I know what I'm reading unless somebody explains it to me?" And Philip starts at Isaiah and teaches him about Jesus. And then the question in verse 36. Now they went down the road. Now, as they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What is stopping me from being baptized?" There's a good question, right? You've told me about Jesus. You've explained to me the whole story about baptism. There's water over here. What's stopping me from being baptized? So if I ask you a question, what do I expect? An answer. Except in the new Bibles, there's no answer, right? 37, gone. And then there's a statement, the chariot stopped and they went down into the water and were baptized. So there's no answer. But in the original, it tells us, verse 37, Philip answered, he said, "If you believe with all your heart, then you may." And the young man answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Is that an important text? Right, you see, there has to be a cognitive understanding, a cognitive acceptance of who Jesus Christ is before baptism. Okay? But because we don't have that in the newer Bibles, there's various baptismal doctrines which come in which are not biblical. So get yourselves an original King James or New King James, which is fine, and then read them together with your new Bibles, which are easier to read.